Good morning, Fast Action. We are here. Who knew if it was going to happen? Who knew if the health would kick in and allow me to be here? This is so cool. Really happy. I did the most counterintuitive thing yesterday to prepare for today, to prepare for life, while I was at my wit's end with feeling bad yesterday. As you guys saw, I signed up for the longest endurance obstacle race I have ever signed up for. How's that for good thinking? I signed up for a Spartan race in Lake Tahoe in September. So 10 months to train, but it was amazing. The jumpstart, what taking that fast action about a physicality brought about inside of me, certainly not all healed, but boy, it never got as low as I felt yesterday. Anyway, let's close our eyes if you're able to. I want to share something with you where we're going to go today. My beliefs are ground zero for who I become. While they don't produce the results, they are the foundation for the thoughts I have, which lead to the action I take, and that determines the results I get. My beliefs were established a long time ago, and to a large extent, I travel through life looking for opportunities to validate them. Only when I encounter something that I dearly want am I clear that my beliefs are standing between me and getting it. Then I will entertain the notion of changing my belief. I have found nothing to be more powerful than Bill Lamond's completion process for gathering up the supporting data of a current belief and deleting it in favor of a new belief. It's as close to real life magic as I've ever known. And I have known some great magicians. Defining the belief that is between me and what I want is the work. And the best way to do this work is by dropping my reputation, checking my ego at the door, and consciously completing the belief before my brain has a chance to get in the way. Yeah, come back here. All right. So that's where, man, you know, and I'll tell you how this came about. Actually, let me tell you just a quick myth about this belief thing, because, oh man, some stuff in here. Two dangerous myths that we culture holds about beliefs, and that is that beliefs are easy to change, and the second one, that beliefs can't be changed, that we are stuck in this place. So before our group ends, we will deep dive into the four steps in the path that I talked about real briefly. What was that, day three? The beliefs, the thoughts, the actions, and the results. I kind of threw that up willy-nilly in day four, and I have been feeling very unsettled about opening such a gold mine without digging in. So I've adjusted some of the other days what we're going to cover, and you know, as it is, it works out absolutely perfectly, and that's how it should be. Yeah, those are the big things. So let me dive into this. For some reason, my computer's not scanning. All right. So I think I want to use the whiteboard for this, the magical teacher whiteboard, because it's let's look at this. Yeah, let's come over here. There is this thick line. I'm going to write these four things out here too, beliefs. Yield it, thoughts. Actions, and then results, right? We talked about this the other day when I thought it was a great day. I just mentioned this when we were talking about mission, and I kind of blew through this important thing. And I know we had a little bit underneath this, but really this is a foundation. This right here, there's a thick line between these two. And a lot of people live on this side of that line. A lot of people live over on this side. And right here, this is fast action right here. This is what this dividing line is. So the lizard brain, you know, that we talked about, was that yesterday, 2 days ago? Oh my gosh, blurring together. That lizard brain, it's there for what? Survival and mating. That's what we decided. It's run and go. There's no nouns. There's no adjectives. There's no fancy colors. There's no shades of gray. Beliefs, on the other hand, they're formed by our experiences and the stories that we tell ourselves about our experiences, right? So when we look at this, when we're over here, these beliefs were formed by some experience we had in our life. Experience, and then a story that we told ourselves about that experience. Sadly, these things lead to our thoughts. And on the other, when we can cross over this line, and that's what we're doing here together for 21 days, we're taking fast action to get ourselves jumped over here. So my bad for jumping past this the other day. But if you were had a bad encounter with a dog when you were 3 years old, there's going to be something, there's a belief that's come about from a story you told yourself, maybe about dogs are bad. And maybe that's affected your whole life to some extent. You know, maybe that's stopped you from getting close to a dog or from getting one or being friends with people who have dogs. These stories permeate our experience. They form our thoughts. And then we have the actions and the results. And we end up on this side of where we are. So today we're going to dig into some fast action around that. I'm going to put that down. Okay, good. So let me see why I blew through this. I probably scared the hell out of myself the other day when I mentioned this to you. And a time limit ticking on this thing is scaring me a little bit. So that, you know, this is where it's at. Once we identify a consistently limiting belief in our life, we're going to break it down into three places, and we'll just do. And I just want to give you this as a reference, so you have some backing, some meat on this bone. There's three places where we look for how this is playing into us, and that's the moments before, during, and after, right? Once we identify a consistently limiting belief, we break it down and we give attention to turn it around. We're going to give attention to the moments before, during, and after we have that belief. Right when we have it, something happens inside of us. While we're having it, something else happens. And then after we have that belief, we're affected somehow. So the action today, we're going to dig in heavy. And I want to tell you something. I spent a bulk of the time preparing today on this action step. If you don't have a 100% ability to do this right now, focus, or you're driving, or you're in a room with a bunch of people listening on headsets, maybe don't cheat yourself out of it. You know, I don't know. I don't know if I want you to necessarily jump off the call or anything, but I would like you to at least bookmark this and come back to it, because this is going to be a huge ass opening for a lot of us here today. So let's do this. Let's each bring up a limiting belief we have right now. Simple enough. And to help you categorize it, let's bring it up in a category of relationship or wealth around money or health, you know, your physical body, who you are in the world. So relationship, physical body, or money. Come up with a limiting belief you have around those areas. And if you have any problem with that, throw it in the chat. But a limiting belief is a gate you always hit. I'm not lovable. I'm destined to be broke. I can't lose weight. Great limiting beliefs. All three of those, perfect examples. Have a limiting belief in mind. You can easily identify in the area of relationship or money or health. Nothing's on the chat. I hope I'm broadcasting today. I forgot to even look at that today. I mean, I'm seeing it on mine, but am I doing a solo today? Is everyone watching repeats? Okay, good. Awesome. Good. Jim, thank you. All right. So you all have some limiting belief in mind here. I lose customers, cause, and can't find them in the first place because I can't find them in the first place. Wow. Okay, good. Excellent limiting belief. I can't find customers. Perfect. Let's look at that one. So let's let me do this kind of on here. Let me do this in a new doc I can share with you guys, and we'll just do it like old school whiteboard here. The electronic whiteboard, the new school whiteboard. Let me get this thing big enough to see. So I can't find customers. You guys are going to start seeing how this ties together with all the fast action we're taking. And okay, so let's do this. Let's look here. Those are great right next to each other. I love the I can't find customers. And then Brian wrote, I'm too busy for more work. That's awesome. Good contrast. We have a good range here. So what's the emotional aspect that comes up? This is a bucketing process. And what I mean by bucketing process is this is a big, murky lake. I mean, really, these beliefs are living in a lake that, to some extent, metaphorically, we have been throwing water on and building our entire lives. And at the bottom of it, is the pure essence of who we are. So this is a bucketing process, and there are four or five steps that we're going to run through right now to bucket out some of this stuff. And this is something that you're going to be able to love and hang on to. So the emotional aspect of it, the feeling state, how do we identify that? So for Jim, I lose customers. You know, what is the emotional state under that? Go ahead and just list a couple things. Sad, scared. I'm making these up, man. You list your own. I just want to show you guys how to do this. Risky. You know, just identify some emotions. I feel scared. It feels risky. And, you know, really emotions are what I feel. Risky probably isn't a great example of an emotion. I feel sad. I feel scared. I feel, you know, let's just not beat it to death. Let's do that one for the emotional piece. All right. Then so that's one of them. Let's just identify these things right now, and then we will take some room. So then there is a big piece of this, and it's going to be a little hard for us to share on here, but I'm going to throw it out into the world. There's a physical piece to this. And in Joseph Campbell, who writes about the hero's journey, there's always an ordeal of some sort of a physical piece. For the sake of this, the physical piece is going to be what we did the other day when we just played with some sort of an anchoring. You know, we did something to ourselves that identified the feelings of it, and then we just put them into our body. If we're feared, if we're scared, maybe it's up here and we have our hands on our head. So we have this. We have this. Maybe it's in the gut. Maybe it's just this fear. Maybe it's your legs getting weak, right, and falling down. So identify some sort of physical anchoring, some sort of ordeal you can do with your hands, with your head, with your legs, something physical that represents that feeling. All right, another bucket. All right, the bucketing. Good. Third, there's a mental aspect for this, and we touched on this in day one. We did a completion about a relationship, right? We did a relationship. So the mental piece of this is gathering up all the fragments of it, and bringing it into the consciousness. And that is a completion process. That's what we're going to do on this one. All right. And finally, maybe not even finally, I think we're, this is more of a heady piece. Those three will get us there. And then we are talking about having this consistency in practice. And that is all the pieces that we had talked about before. That is the identifying the before, during, and after. So something comes up, a limiting belief comes up. We identify, here's what happens right before it, here's what happens during it, and here's what happens after it. I'm scared, so I get real small, and then I'm shut down. All right, those three are really, really probably textbook for a limiting belief. I'm scared, I get shut down, and then I play real small or I disappear. So let's apply this to one of these right now. So Jim says, I lose customers. Because I can't find customers. Let's just make it that one. I can't find customers. When you have that thought, get scary, shut down, and you play small. So we run that through these three steps here. Feel sad. And what's the physical piece for that, man? What's the physical piece for that? Man, when I think about not getting customers and I can't find them or I lose customers, I'm just like buried. I'm just like, oh, this freaking mess on the ground. It's nasty. And from that place, that is where we do the completion process. That's where we ask ourselves those five questions. What's good about it? What's bad about it? Who do I have to thank? Who do I have to apologize to? What else do I need to say to be complete? And Jim, we are going down into the mud right now. We're going down into that murky river that we're bucketing out. But doing these three steps, just doing that, is acknowledging it, shining light on it, getting it out of the shadows so it's not pushing us from behind and into these nasty, scary places, but instead standing in front of us so that we can always know it's there and act. Dance with it. All right. And then the consistency and practice, the final piece of this thing. Jim, Brian, who's ever doing this, everyone who's doing this, you know, a lot of us around the globe who are doing this. This is the piece, the consistency and practice is showing up. Yeah, Iron John, man. Who wrote that? My glasses aren't good. Oh, Conjurer. Iron John, man. This is Iron John. This is straight from the book. And if you've read that, bless your heart, man. This is the work. So, and the consistent piece of it is something I want to make sure that we have. We don't miss an opportunity. We don't miss an opportunity to ever touch into those feelings, those beliefs, to touch them, to shine a light on them. We never miss an opportunity to do that. This is the work. This is the work. And then finally, and this is just a small piece. Well, it's not a small piece. Hell, this is what we have to do. We are forced. We are lucky enough to acknowledge the deeper dive. We're fortunate. We acknowledge that we did the work. And then we can look at a deeper dive. What does the acknowledgement look like? It's really easy. This is a time when I normally would have done this. And instead I did this. This is a time when I normally would have done this. And instead I did this. All right, you guys, this is big. And honestly, I know I could spend an hour deep diving into this. I hope you have some clarity on this. I mean, I really hope you have some clarity, at least on the basics of it. Follow up on the chat, on the comments section of this replay page. It's the best place where we can dig a little deeper into this. If there's something that's consistent that comes up that I haven't covered or that everyone's getting tripped up on, but listen to this one again. And for God's sakes, do the work. Don't think that this is going to happen by osmosis, by you sitting there listening to this or doing dishes while you're doing it. I gave that caveat at the top. This is one that demands that you give this your all. So the action step for this one, you know, is real clear. Identify those places for you, the emotional aspect of it, the emotional feelings that happened before, during, and after, that feeling state. Define some physical ordeal. You know, maybe it's screaming. Maybe it's taking a long hike and talking out loud to yourself. There has to be some physical aspect to this thing. The mental aspect, the completion process, do the completion process around I can't find customers, around I'm too busy for more work. Clean up that bandwidth that is dragging you down. Don't miss an opportunity to identify this. Don't miss a time when that limiting belief grabs you by the balls or the, ovaries and says, you're stopping here. And finally, acknowledge it. Acknowledge it and see, is there a deeper dive I can take? And the acknowledgement, again, real simple. This is when I normally would have done this, and instead I did this. All right. maybe not the fastest action we've ever taken today, but this one's really, 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 really game-changingly important. All right, good. Let me bring this up, our question for the day. And I'm going to flip the board over while you guys look at this. Alan Chamo asks himself, I am asking myself, when will all the analyzing, when will all the analyzing stop? And when will the action for me finally begin? So this is a good one. I went back and forth with him in email a few times about this one. And I got some great news for you. Oh, man, this is weird the way this, the sun is right now. I got these marks coming through my window, and I'll try and do something about that later, but not today. We'll watch that. So the difference in the analyzing and the thinking is this. Safe, risk. So this is it. This is the dance you're at right here. And you know, all of life, I don't know how old you are, Alan, but looking at this picture, you know, I don't know, 30s, 40s, I suck at guessing ages. But not that many years, let's put 40 years here in the safe zone, it's really scary. So this is all the fast action stuff we're doing here. These, and some of them, as I show today, not the fastest, but boy, important. These are multipliers of what we did today. And then on this side, the risk. And then when you are in this place, you've been living in this place for 40 plus years, and you start taking some fast action, you're going to dip your toe into here now and then. You're going to just take little tiny steps into this thing now and again. And you're going to get little rewards. And you're going to get some check marks. You're going to get some fails. And that, these are going to try and run you back to safety, your job, and it's going to happen when you do what we did today, when you dig into those beliefs and run those steps, when you start cleaning this stuff up. Right now, when I hit an X, you know what I do? I double down. Every single time when I hit an X, I double down, and it's not easy. The first step is always this retreat, going back to where it's safe. And I did that for 5 years as a performer. I knew I was transitioning out of it. But every time I hit a failure in a business or a new idea I launched and nobody signed up or something that I put out into the world and it didn't take off, man, I would go back and book a bunch of other $10,000 juggling shows. And it was only when I cut that string when I did that. But what it takes is just building up, turning these X's into stars, knowing you're going to hit another X, and that maybe you'll only get back to about here on that. You're going to go, hell no, I'm in this world. So, Alan, I'm going to say to you, when does the analyzing stop and when does the action begin? The second you decide that when you hit an X, you're not going to retreat back to safety. And I know for you, you've already told me, you're a cruise ship mentalist. You're on there all the time, and you have booked zero for 2019. Dude, I can't tell you how happy I am. I don't know you at all. We haven't worked together ever, but just reading that you got both feet in the pie tells me that now's the time. It's the time to you guys ever, I don't know if you've ever worked in electronics, but there's a component called a diode. It allows electricity to flow this way, but not this way. It's time for you to stick a diode right in the middle of that path, Alan. And instead, when you start to feel retreating back to safety, because there's going to be times, just bounce off it and head back. Double down. So the thinking and the analyzing stops the second you decide to stay on the other side of that line and tell safety that you're all done for the day. Or as Jack Nicholson said, go sell crazy someplace else. We're all full up here. All right, everybody, have an amazing day. Bye-bye.